London, Ant. Championship on the line and a chance to draw for the win. This was Brad Gushue's wheelhouse and he delivered again Sunday when it counted most. With Manitoba sitting 2 in the 10th end, Gushue drew the 4-foot ring with his final shot to win his 5th Tim Hortons Briar title in 7 years. I trusted it. We made it. It's awesome, Gushue said. Manitoba's Matt Dunstone gave up 3 points in the 8th end, the first multiple-point end of the game, but responded with a deuce in the 9th. He tapped a rock with his final shot in the 10th to put the pressure on his opponent. But just like he did in his first Briar win back in 2017 at home in St. John's, NL, Gushue came through. I thought I nailed it and the guys judged it perfectly, he said. You just have to trust 25 or 30 years of work that you put in. There were some nerves though as Gushue settled into the hack at Budweiser Gardens. He missed a draw in the 6th end and was heavy with both throws in the 7th. I was just trying not to overthrow it, he said. I didn't feel like I was dialed in 100%, so that made it a little bit more nervy. His game winner in 2017 needed a major sweep to reach the 8-foot. This time, led Jeff Walker and second EJ Harnden scrubbed it over the first half of the sheet before cleaning it the rest of the way. I've had the opportunity to watch that a few times, said Gushue vice Mark Nichols. I never get sick of it. Dunstone, hands in his pockets, could only stand and watch the rock settle beside the button. We were down and out after the 8th end and we made him throw a tough shot to win the Briar, he said. It just speaks volumes about this team. The defending champion started the game with hammer but the Manitoba side applied early pressure. Gushue did well to blank the opener but Dunstone sat 3 in the 2nd end to force a draw. Each team forced the other over the next 3 ends with some strong shot making. Manitoba 2nd Colton Lott and 3rd BJ Neufeld each made slight mistakes in the 6th end. But a Dunstone freeze held Gushue to 1 as the veteran skip was heavy with his 2nd shot. Canada's big end was set up after Lott flashed a rock and Neufeld rubbed a stone on a freeze attempt. Dunstone's hit and roll attempt didn't quite get to the right spot and Gushue made him pay with a hit and stick. It just felt like any little blink was going to lose that game, Gushue said. Fortunately for us we got it from them in the 8th end and we just held on. But man oh man, they played so strong. Dunstone reached the title game earlier in the day with a 7-5 win over Wildcard One's Brendan Botcher. Dunstone put the pressure on in the 10th end of the semifinal, drawing around 2 stones to sit on the side of the button. Botcher's draw on the other side was light, giving Manitoba a steal of 2 and the victory. We're gritty. We're tenacious. We're never out of it, Dunstone said. Gushue earned a direct berth to the championship game with a 5-4 victory over Dunstone in the Page 1-2 game on Saturday night. The Canada skip stole a point in the 10th end. Gushue beat Kevin Koa in last year's final in Lethbridge, Alta. His team will represent Canada at the April 1-9 World Men's Curling Championship in Ottawa. Harnden, who won Olympic gold in 2014 with Brad Jacobs, joined the Gushue team in the offseason. Gushue won his previous Briar titles with Nichols, Walker and Brett Gallant, who now plays with Botcher. I have friends who say, I can't believe you won 3 Briars. Then it's 4, now all of a sudden 5, Walker said. It's hard to believe. Randy Ferbee is the all-time leader with 6 career Briar titles, 4 as a skip. Gushue has won the most national crowns as a skip, moving ahead of Ferbee, Ernie Richardson, Kevin Koa and Kevin Martin. Dunstone is the current leader in the Canadian men's team rankings. Botcher is just behind in 2nd place and Gushue is 3rd. Gushue's team will take home $108,000 of the $300,000 total purse. Dunstone's side gets $60,000 and Botcher's side will pocket $40,000. Announced attendance for the final was 6,562 to bring the overall total to 95,338. The venue seats 9,090 for curling. This was the final Breyer with Tim Hortons as title sponsor. The 2024 event, which does not yet have a title sponsor, will be held in Regina. Carrie Einerson won the Canadian Women's Curling Championship last month in Kamloops, BC. Her Manitoba-based team will wear the maple leaf at the March 18-26 World Women's Curling Championship in Sandviken, Sweden. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 12, 2023. Follow at Gregory Strong CP on Twitter. Gregory Strong, the Canadian Press.